yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
This is a great question and something that I talk a lot about too in my podcast is work-life balance. I think it's different for everyone out there, what that looks like. For me, on the business side, it's about making sure my calendar is set day to day on a weekly basis, doesn't matter, but just knowing what I need to be able to do tomorrow to be able to move the needle in my business. So I'm not going into the day blindfolded and not really sure where to start. That's just going to bring out procrastination. You're not really going to be as efficient as needed to be. So setting your schedule to me is definitely something that I try to do day to day to make sure I know what I'm going to be doing the next day. It's just incredibly important. On the, I guess, the life side of things is the transition from work to family. I try to have, if my day ends at 5 or 6 or 12 in the afternoon, it doesn't matter. I have a transition period where I either take the dog for a walk, go to the gym, do something to get outside of the workspace to clear my head of all the things that I'm thinking about work-related and to be able to become more present when I'm with my family. I'm still working on this. There's still days where I find myself on the phone checking emails at 6 o'clock at night when I know I don't need to be, and I can put that aside. So it's still a work in progress, but at least that transition of just taking a little bit of time to clear your head, go through the day. Another big thing too that I've been doing is also planning my day when the following day when I'm done at like 5 o'clock at night. So I will spend 10 minutes and just making sure that I'm clear on what I need to do tomorrow to be effective in my business, and that sort of helps that transition as well. So luckily, I've been into meditation for years now. I will fully admit that I have not done this at all recently, but several years ago, I was doing it daily. And I think this probably had a compounding effect where I'm able to realize that everyone has stress. We all have stress, personal, business related. It's rarely is it world ending. Business could be an employee doing something wrong, clients not happy, that type of stuff. Well, it's just okay, let's get through it, right? Let's talk it through. Let's find out how we can get this better and so forth. So being present in the situation, realizing that most of the stresses that we have are not earth-shattering, we're going to be able to get through it. It's how can we effectively find a solution for your problems and move on. One skill or habit that I've been working on recently is speaking. Really recording more videos, more content of myself, trying to get on podcasts, trying to do speaking gigs and improve my skill at speaking. Doing it for a short amount of time, I've already sort of seen my confidence grow from more of a personal and professional life. I'm able to effectively communicate a bit better, hopefully. But definitely something as of recently is wanting to work on improving my speaking skills. That can hopefully translate from the sales side of things and just obviously, you know, better communication with my wife and our relationship, right? Which is, you know, super important. Great question. I asked this at the end of my podcast as well. If you had one piece of advice for, you know, aspiring entrepreneurs, what would that be? I get all different answers and they're all really, really great. I think for me personally is to not be afraid to fail. I think a lot of younger entrepreneurs who are thinking about doing something most likely will fail at that one thing. And they will ultimately think that life is over, that they're never going to make it. And I think that's just based on what we see on social media and how our society is, that we are now sort of ingrained to think that whatever we do, it's going to be great and we're going to make lots of money. Well, that's not really the case. So don't be down on yourself if you failed the first time. Get up, realize where you went wrong, and pivot accordingly. The other thing too is don't be afraid to have different 9-to-5 jobs. I think it's sort of almost like looked down on nowadays, where, you know, if you're not making it on TikTok or YouTube videos, that you shouldn't get a full-time job. I've learned so much back and forth with all types of jobs. Almost embarrassing to say the type of jobs I had, but I've learned so much, and that has made me to the person that I am today. I just personally and from a business perspective, I learned so much. So if you're younger and you have to get a job doing this or doing that, do it and try to do it effectively. Don't just think as a thing that you do to get a paycheck. Learn from it, and maybe you can even find some ways to improve, create a product around it, and boom, that's how you become rich and famous. So I would say my greatest accomplishment to date would be going all in on myself and starting a business. Now, that probably sounds incredibly cliche, and don't let my wife hear this, because she would say our greatest accomplishment is having a healthy baby boy and a growing family, right? But and you know, marrying her, right? That's probably what she would say. But those all accomplishments and things that I obviously cherish, but I think going all in on myself and starting this business was probably, for me personally, in terms of the business side of things, really the greatest thing that I've done. Stopping the 9-to-5 jobs that I was working at the time, really coming to a point where it was make or break. I had to make this transition, ultimately believing in myself and doing it, and here we are several years later and pretty successful. So that is definitely one of the greatest accomplishments that I have so far, definitely. So one incredibly challenging situation that I faced was when my wife and I found out that we were both carriers for the cystic fibrosis gene, which completely came out of nowhere. She got flagged for it first, and we were both like, where did this come from? There's just nothing in her family or my family even knew about it. And then I went in and got tested, and I came out positive as well, which is crazy. So that meant our son had a 1 in 4 chance of having it. Now, this was our first child, and being super excited about the pregnancy, having found this out relatively shortly after, really gave us 2 or 3 months of just not great feeling, where we should be really excited about what the future holds and everything. I think the way that I got through it was to take things on a day-by-day basis. I sort of had that ability, I think, to be able to take things as it comes and deal with it while it's here, and not jumping to conclusions or not thinking too far out, which obviously would lead to anxiety and maybe depression and so forth. So I tend to take things on a day-by-day basis, and when the challenges present itself, I face it and try to get them done, or at least find ways that we can work through it, or just know that we're getting into. But that's how I've been able to navigate that that challenge. Yeah, the biggest risk I had obviously was taking or leaving my 9-to-5 job that had full benefits for 7 years, everything there, just constant paycheck, security, leaving that to go out on my own. Now, during that time, I would say this was a calculated risk. I had a bit of a side hustle doing some social media management that was bringing a couple $1,000 a month on the side, which, my full-time job, there was obviously a massive hit to that and with no benefits, but I still had a little bit of money coming in that could kind of help out. So that experience really taught me a couple things, and this could be something that gets explored a little bit more, but I was asking for this for a while, meaning every single day for a year during my 9-to-5 job, I was writing down, I will leave my full-time job in January. I'll become a full-time digital marketing agency owner. I wrote that down day to day, and ultimately when January came, I didn't pull the trigger, my bosses came to me and said, hey, your job is dissolving. Your job's not going to be here anymore. We'll give you 3 months to find something new. And luckily I had the side hustle happen. So that was a time that the universe, God, who name it, was like, Logan, you've been asking for this. It's time to do it. So the outcome has been great. Things have been going really, really well. Again, great business, being able to support my family. But this taught me to take calculated risks and really believe it and see it before you actually pull the trigger. So this is two things. The first thing is definitely in my family. I have a 2.5-year-old boy, a beautiful wife, and growing family. And that is definitely why I get up in the morning and do what I do. Being an entrepreneur, doing this whole thing for me was all about freedom and being able to, when I can, spend time with my family. That's ultimately why I got into this whole thing. The second part of this is my clients. I love them so much and they are all really amazing people. I've been extremely lucky and grateful to be able to work with some amazing people, and they really push me and I push myself to show up for them daily. So they have the resources available to them, because they're all doing really great stuff, and obviously they're feeding their family too. So it's twofold. I think definitely my family, wanting to be able to provide for my family and give them the best life possible, as well as showing up for my clients who just deserve it. So I think maybe my greatest strength is just being able to communicate with people, and for whatever reason, people feel like they can talk to me about multiple things. I like to think that I'm a trustworthy person who just ultimately cares about you, your business, your family, and just you in general. So I feel like when it comes to business, anything in life, for me, my greatest strength has just been able to just be cool with everyone. And I think that sort of helped me out in business, because they see me online, they see that, you know, I'm a trustworthy fella, and, you know, maybe they would want to work with me. In terms of weaknesses, sure, there's, in terms of business, it's project management. Sucked at project management. I'm trying to get better at it day to day. I've never been a financially savvy person. So when starting a business, I definitely had some challenges from the tax side of things with not paying taxes and blah, blah, blah. So that caught up to me. So I've had to be really good and spend some time on that front. But yeah, the weakness is definitely project management. I'm pretty good at sales, but definitely once the sales is done, having to manage the client expectations, follow up and so forth, and then definitely on the financial side as well. So I wouldn't say that this is really like a failure or setback, but there was one time where I played football my senior year of high school and went to college, and I tried out for the team and made it. I realized shortly after that was a big mistake. I wasn't ready for, you know, collegiate football. And I quit maybe a week after joining. And I remember my father coming up, driving down and talking with me. I remember being in tears, like, you know, I did not want to do it. But he told me something that stuck, and that was really, this will be the last time that you ever quit something. And that stayed with me since. I've never stopped doing anything that I started. I'm always very cautious and do my due diligence and when I start things to make sure that this is like really what I want to do. And been better at saying no recently. But certainly that was a big time. I had to go to the coach. I had to talk with him and everything. And it was just like this really bad feeling of quitting, you know. And I just never want to experience that feeling again. So to this day, it's just really about following through with what you started and being really a man of your word, which I think is incredibly crucial, especially nowadays. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can I get a oh, yeah?